In the Spanish city of Bilbao today, police stormed the offices of the Basque separatist party Batasuna, removing people who had chained themselves to the balcony. Yesterday, a Spanish judge outlawed the party and ordered the offices shut down. Spanish authorities say Batasuna has links with the country's most active guerrilla group. The BBC's Jonathan Charles reports from Bilbao.
Hundreds of Batasuna supporters chanted political slogans as the police arrived to seize the party's Bilbao headquarters. Shouting "They shall not pass" and "Forward Batasuna," many attempted to block the entrance, trying to stop the dozens of police officers wearing riot gear and carrying batons from going in. There were violent clashes as the police tried to get past. Many of the Batasuna members were beaten and some fought back, but eventually they were cleared out of the way. The police then entered the building, going from office to office, removing anyone they found. The headquarters has been closed as part of the total suspension of Batasuna's activities. The ruling by a judge says the party can't have access to its funds or organise any campaigning. Batasuna is accused of being the political voice of ETA, the armed group demanding independence for the Basque country. The party denies any such link and says the suspension's undemocratic. It won 10% of the vote in last year's regional elections and now says it'll go to the European Court in Strasbourg to try to get the ban on it lifted. One Batasuna member told me the actions of the Spanish state were as bad as the repression in the late 1930s when the fascist dictator General Franco ruled the country. It's not a comparison likely to prove comforting to the Spanish government.
Jonathan Charles reporting from Bilbao. Thank you.